Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. We all know that reward in the next world is a central tenet of Judaism. This idea is so fundamental that it's emphasized again and again throughout the Torah in such verses as, actually, it's not mentioned at all. Now that I think about it, that is kind of strange. To address this paradox, here's Rabbi Yitzchak Gutterman from his series on Drushas Haran with an excerpt from a shiur entitled, Why Does the Torah Never Mention the Reward in the World to Come?
Even though we're not going to discuss, even in, when we talk about mitzvos, specifically, you won't find in the Torah promising anyone Olam Haba ever explicitly. It doesn't say if you keep Shabbos, you will get Olam Haba. It doesn't say by any of the mitzvahs, if you keep them, you'll get Olam Haba. You won't find the words that, you know, it's explicitly talking like that in the Torah. It does say physical things. It says if you listen to the mitzvahs, Vayagish Mechem Be'itam, it will rain nicely, you know, that kind of thing. You have physical things, things from this world discussed explicitly. But the Torah never gives explicit reference to reward in the next world. So, and even though that's a pretty fundamental thing to the existence of the world and to Yiddishkeit and to everything, is that there's schar and olam haba. So even though we don't say that at the beginning of the Torah, or anywhere for that matter, as he will explain shortly, hiniach al zeh al tzad ha-sipur, but you can figure it out from stories that the Torah tells. The who, and that is shekvar bir lanu inyan adam rishon. He already explained to us at the very beginning the story of adam rishon. She'ein kiyum ha-nefesh mitzad kiyum ha-guf. You could see from the story of Adam Rishon that the soul is not connected to the body such that when the soul dies, when the body dies, the soul dies too. Shelu hayakin, because if that were true, that if when the body dies, the soul dies, it should follow, therefore, that when the body is then healthy and strong, that the soul would be stronger and the soul would be more connected to the body. In other words, it should come out that if you're saying when the body dies, the soul dies, it should be when the body's strong, the soul is strong, it should be very connected. And you see just the opposite from the story of the Yetzadas. Eating from the Yetzadas should have made man more physical and more his body better, which it did. And Chava would have been right. Bim kolzem itzad shevri aguf. Even though it's true, it made the guf stronger. Hishchis he mashich kesher anefesh baguf. But it destroyed the connection between the kesher and the guf and made the neshama worse. Hinei niglaim kain. So it's clear, therefore, shaguf shahaguf v'kochosav inem nosnim kiyum v'amadol anefesh. So it's not the guf that makes the soul stronger, right? Because the soul got weaker after she ate from the Eitz Hadas. Everybody, so the whole ruchnius of the world got much less. Even though their bodies got stronger, their ruchnius got less, and they got punished for that. So you see from that story that the soul and the body are not connected in that way. Just the opposite. When the body's more into its own pleasures, the soul is worse. So it should follow, therefore, just the opposite. That when the body dies, the soul is at its strongest. Which is in fact the case. B'chol Yehudei HaTorah Shebo B'inyanim Gufnim, and all the Torah, when it's always promising physical rewards for mitzvos, al zeh hatzad, it's in this way. In other words, for this purpose, Sheim Yira'a Lachush, Sheish L'adam Dveikus B'inyan Al-Kiva Omid B'inyan Moneo So Me Hasigo. So if a person sees that they get, that even when you're connected to your body, still you can connect to God. In other words, even though we're physical, we're connected to our bodies, so our souls are not that strong, still we can connect to God in the sense that we could do mitzvos, and God will actually reward us for that in this world, when we're physical, with physical things in this world. So if we can still connect to God when we're attached to the something that stops us from spirituality, shu aguf, which is the body, and safik shi amuftech lios advega shalom k'nivah shefshet kashar yusar hamatzik hamoneah. So certainly we'll be able to connect to God better when the thing stopping us from spirituality, that is the body, is gone.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.